Joseph the Dreamer. Jacob now had 12 sons and a daughter. The truth is, Jacob was one of his more than any of the others. He loved Joseph best, and he was born in Jacob's old age. Joseph was a good boy, too. He was nice, pleasant, and good to have around. After his mother died, Jacob took special care of Joseph and his little brother Benjamin. Naturally, the other brothers noticed that Joseph was loved best. When they did wrong, Joseph would report such to his father. The brothers began to hate Joseph and talked cross to him. It made them unhappy when he carried reports of their behavior back to his father. Jacob loved Joseph so much that he made him a very special coat. In those days, boys' and men's clothing was not very colorful. But Jacob made a coat of many colors for Joseph. This also made the brothers jealous. To make it worse, Joseph talked too much about his strange dreams. In his dreams, he was always the leader, and the brothers were bowing down to him. Listen to this dream. It was harvest time. We were all out in the field, binding up the grain in sheaves. My sheaf of grain stood up. Your sheaves all bowed down before mine. The brothers heard Joseph's dream. Do you think you will one day be a king and rule over us? They asked. The brothers' hate was growing. Not long after this, Joseph dreamed another dream. This time he told it to his father and his brothers. In my dream, the sun and moon and 11 stars bowed down to me. That was too much for his father. He scolded Joseph, saying, "Do you really think that your mother and I and all your brothers will be bowing ourselves down to you?" The brothers were jealous again. At the time, Jacob and Joseph didn't know it for sure, but God had sent these dreams for a special reason. God had a great plan for Joseph and was getting Joseph ready for it.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.